More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com and register for my free instructional videos that go out on a weekly basis and find out information about getting golf lessons from me at The Golf Practice in Highland Park, Illinois, which is where I am teaching as we speak. Okay, this week, the Players Championship, and this is where they do the big interviews. The media gets together, and they know they're going to get to interview players. And in the past, they would talk to them about the Players Championship. Now they talk to them about one thing. They talk to them about the division in golf, LIV, do you want the players to come back? Are you going to get the players back? What's going to happen with the public investment fund? What's going to happen with the new investment from SSG? Everything is about that, and nothing is about the tournament. Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, talks to the media really a couple times a year. He has a talk with the media at the Tour Championship at the end of the year, and then he talks to the media at the Players Championship. So this week, he talks to the media, and he pretty much says nothing, is what he does. He dances around. By all accounts, he didn't look great doing it, but he dances around the questions left and right. Pretty much said, I'm not going to answer any of your questions. We got a lot of key issues. Like, I'm not going to share them with you. But then he kind of talked about, you know, we're going to hopefully get together. And he goes, unlock golf's worldwide potential. Okay. So that tells you right there that, you know, they're viewing the future of this whole PGA Tour is viewed on worldwide potential. I think in terms of the golf in the United States, there's only so much they can do. And you could have all the great players. I've said this the other day. You can have all the great players playing together that are left on the PGA. You don't have any Tiger Woods. They're not going to pull that rating up. The whole thing needs to be reinvented. And the reinvention that everybody's on, because Rory keeps mentioning this. He keeps talking about, you know, worldwide tour. And here's Monahan saying, unlock golf's worldwide potential. This whole discussion he's having with public investment fund, the Live Golf Tour, they got to be talking about something about worldwide golf. And maybe they're trying to figure out, okay, hey, Liv Goff, you leave the PGA Tour will be in the United States, and the new PGA Tour or whatever it's going to be, the for-profit PGA Tour is going to be more a worldwide tour. And who knows how this whole thing all fits together. But there's got to be something there. And Monahan says he sees a positive outcome for the sport as a whole, and more importantly, a positive outcome for our great fans. Well, those great fans are waiting for this positive outcome. I can tell you that. And so far, what they're seeing is not a positive outcome. Everybody agrees that people are, you know, the golf fans are tired of hearing about, you know, the money and the division and this and that. But this was inevitable. Sooner or later, this was going to happen. Because golf is like the only sport that didn't and hasn't had representation. There's no players union in golf. A lot of people don't realize this. Like every other sport, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, you name them. They got player representation. There isn't player representation in golf. Golf has been ruled with an iron hand. And all of a sudden, when Liv Goff comes along and they start paying all these guys money, then now the players have a choice. And in a sense, they've got free agency. You know, before it was just like, okay, we draft you and we pay you whatever we want. And that's what the purses are. Matter of fact, we don't pay you anything. You just got to earn it on as far as purses are concerned. And that's just the way it is. Well, now, all of a sudden, you got free agency, like you have in other sports. And people have a chance to go and pick a different choice. And that's what a lot of them did. They picked a different choice. So now they got to figure out, okay, how are we going to get all this stuff back together? And Monahan, the commissioner of PGA Tour, who, according to reports, is on thin ice, I can't imagine how he's not on thin ice, because he's the one that orchestrated this whole thing. And you know what? A lot of people are blaming this on, you know, the guys that left for LIV. But you know what? All the commissioner had to do was take a phone call, have a meeting. But instead, he decided that the best thing he could do was to go to war against people with an unlimited bank account. They got a money printing machine, and they can print as much as they want, just pump it right out of the ground. And he decided he was going to go to war with people with an unlimited resource. That is never a good choice. And it's proven to be a horrible choice. Now they're going backwards and trying to figure out how they can get this whole thing put together. And the problem is they got all these people involved now. But the players now have representation. And the big players have representation. See, the big players before, they didn't care about this stuff. Like, I just want to play golf. But Tiger's the biggest player. He's the biggest player ever in the history of the PGA Tour in terms of what he's done for the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer, two biggest players, influences on the PGA Tour. But monetarily, Tiger Woods, number one. And now all of a sudden, Tiger's involved. And Spieth is involved. See, these guys didn't want to be involved before. They didn't want to have to mess with this thing. But now they're involved. Before Spieth got on there and Tiger got on there, it was Rory that was involved. So they got big name guys that are all of a sudden now involved. And they're kind of, you know, to a great extent, they're calling the shots. You got Webb Simpson. He's a player director. He's involved. Yeah, I think Adam Scott's on there. I mean, these are major championship winners. I mean, like, this hasn't been like this before. But these guys have a say. So Patrick Cantlay, one of the best players in the world, hadn't won a major, but he's one of the best players in the world. He's on the board. They got top players on the board. Before, see, it wasn't like this. So these guys are to a certain extent calling the shots. And they're all conflicted. because those guys all turned down a bunch of money to stay where they are, and now they're trying to appease their constituents, the players who aren't the top players. They're trying to appease themselves because they turned out all this money. They're trying to appease the fans. I mean, they got a lot of people they're trying to appease. And you can't appease everybody. And that's why, you know, like Monahan is saying, you know, the commissioner is saying, you know, we're going to try to come to the best outcome we can, but we're not going to be able to satisfy everyone. And that goes for both sides. Okay, right away that tells you there that there's no possible outcome that fixes everything or appeases both sides. But these guys that have argued about these players that, you know, well, we don't want those guys to come back, they should be begging those guys to come back. They should be begging Dustin Johnson to come back. They should be begging Bryson DeChambeau to come back. They should be begging Brooks Koepka to come back. They should be begging Cameron Smith to come back. Those guys don't want to come back. They don't want to. I mean, maybe they'll come back a couple weeks. They've all said it. 14 weeks, three tournament days a week, four majors. Give me one or two other tournaments. I'm good. That's good. You know, 20 weeks a year, good. And you know what? What does the NFL play? What play? 17 weeks? And then if you're a really good team, what do you play? Like three playoff games? Four playoff games? There you go. Those guys don't play in those practice games at the beginning of the year. They play still like 17 weeks. They might play like a couple. They might play a couple. A down, a set of downs. I mean, that's like playing one hole. they got two practice games. They play like one hole in each practice game. That's the equivalent of playing one hole. Two other weeks, they play one hole, and then they play 20 weeks. And the PGA Tour guys are thinking, you know what? 20 weeks? Yeah, that's I'm good with that. I'm good. Maybe some guys want to play 23, 24, 25, whatever, but they're not coming back and playing a full PGA Tour schedule. They maybe, even if they came back, they'd play one or two weeks. That's all they would do. But they've got to figure out how they're going to put this whole thing back together, and it is very, very, very complicated, and there is no simple answer to it.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruze, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't see how the PGA Tour has any leg to stand on this whole thing. Because the public investment, this Yasser Al-Rahman, this guy went out and he signed John Rahm. And he signed John Rahm. It certainly looks like he signed John Rahm because the PGA Tour all of a sudden started negotiating around his back. So he said, all right, well, let me show you what's going to happen. We're going to take one of your best players. We're going to take John Rahm. And now all of a sudden your SSG, who put in $1.5 billion, they're going to be sitting there saying, you know what did we just buy? Because we just lost a top player here. And guess what? Hey, not the last one, if they don't appease Yasser. If they don't appease Yasser and make a deal with Yasser, he's just going to go right in and get somebody else. And it's very obvious by all the conversation. It's very obvious by the conversation that, you know, one of the next targets would be Rory. He's softened his stance. He's changing his tune. He's shown that, you know what, and his former agent said this, Chubby Chandler. I mean, Rory's there for the taking. So they have to do a deal. Here's what Rory says. He said, you fight for so long, and then you just get fatigued and tired of it. And I think we're all sort of sick of the fighting at this point. He's for sure speaking for himself. And that's why he got off of that PGA Tour board, and that's why he started softening his case, because now all of a sudden, if they don't figure it out, and they don't figure out this public investment fund investment and bring this thing together some way, somehow, Rory would be the next target. But here's Rory. That's why I'm so adamant to need to figure out a way to unify the game, get everyone back together, and all move forward. It's easier said than done, but I think it would be the best for all of us. Rory said this is the low-hanging fruit. Well, I don't know if it's a low-hanging fruit. It's the fruit that needs to be picked, but it's not the low-hanging fruit by any stretch of the imagination. One of the things that Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, said that's interesting, he said the fact that they brought in this SSG investment, $1.5 billion, with all these sports owners, John Henry from the Fenway Sports Group, they got the Atlanta Falcons owner, Arthur Blank, they got the New York Mets owner, Steve Cohen. I mean, they got big hitters. They got all these guys. Okay, and they brought those guys in. He thinks that made it more likely that they would get the public investment fund. I think when they brought in SSG, I thought, okay, they have to get the public investment fund because it's the only way SSG is got to have a chance of getting a return on their investment. And they have to see that. They have to see that listen, we can't just let this guy over here be poaching all our players. Because they just took Rahm. Who's next? We got to get some of these guys back, and we certainly can't afford to lose any more. So I think that's 100% correct. What he's saying is that, that increased the likelihood that they're going to get something with the public investment fund. I don't think they have as good a negotiating possibilities as they had before he signed John Rahm. And I think that's why that Yasser, with the public investment fund, signed John Rahm. Because he thought, you know what? When I was talking to these guys before, they were saying, we're going to make good on these guys that didn't leave. Okay, we got to do a make good. So he knows Rahm's one of the guys he's got to make good on. So he's going to have to pay Rahm a certain amount anyways. That's what he was thinking. So I said, well, you know what? I'll just take him. And then I was going to have to pay him anyways. I'll take Rahm. And then that gives me a better negotiating platform with the PGA Tour. He's just played these guys from the start to the finish. It's like played them like wow. I wouldn't want to be going, well, like I said, I wouldn't want to be going against somebody that's got an unlimited bank account. That's for sure. That's the first mistake when you go against somebody that's got an unlimited bank account. It's not good at all. And, you know, Monahan knows he's got to come to a deal. They have to get a longer term vision. That's what they have to do. They have to figure out where they're going. Nobody knows where they're going. But this is not as simple as people make it sound. People make it sound like, okay, we'll just get a partnership with Public Investment Fund and LIV, and everybody will return back together. That is not what's going to happen. They're not going to all return back together. Those guys got their money. They want their money, and they don't want to play more. So they're not all just going to come running back to play 30 weeks a year or 25 weeks a year or 26 weeks a year or 22 weeks a year. They're not going to do that. They're like thinking, you know what, four majors, 14 tournaments, 18 weeks a year. I play a couple others, 20 weeks a year. You know, I don't have to do all these days with partnerships and everything else, 20 weeks a year, and I'm good. You know, I got all this money. I don't want to play anymore. And they don't. So it's not just you can just put them all back together, because it's not the way it's going to work. It's not the way it's going to work. But they're all talking like, oh, yeah, they just, you know, we'll just put it back together. You know, we need to do this for the good of the game. This is Webb Simpson talking. We need to do this for the good of the game and the health of the PGA Tour long term. You know, good of the game, the good of the game is long gone. They got to reinvent the game. That's what they got. They got to reinvent worldwide golf. That's why Jay Monahan said golf worldwide. They have to reinvent how golf is going to be. And they have a great opportunity to do it. If they've got this huge investment from SSG, they got a huge investment coming from Public Investment Fund, and they can reinvent how golf is on a worldwide basis. And probably the potential is probably just absolutely incredible. Maybe like Monahan says, and at the end of the day, he thinks it'll be better than it could have ever been. And that may very well be. Now, you know, one of the questions is, will he be the one that's leading this charge? He's the one that put him in this position. They're letting him try to right the ship. He's the one that sunk the ship. Now they're trying to let him right the ship. And maybe he'll do it. Who knows? You know, I mean, maybe he will. Maybe he won't. It seems like a lot of players are up in arms, and of course they always interview the same ones. You know, they always interview, you know, Xander Schauffele, who can't stand the commissioner. You know, and they interview these guys. The golf media knows what to do, so they're going to interview guys that they know will give them what they want, a good quote, and you know, I'm sure some of the guys are in favor of. Let's let Monahan figure this out, and then I'm sure there's some of the guys that aren't. But there's so many questions that need to be answered, and I look forward every day to looking. You know, I look on Twitter and X. I look on, you know, all the websites. I study this stuff, and I keep thinking, you know, like, hey, where's the answer? Who's got the answer? A lot of people have different theories, but like I said the other day, people always look for simple answers to complicated questions. And this is a complicated question, and there is no simple answer. The whole thing needs to be reinvented. And I'm sitting on the edge of my chair, just like everybody else is. And until they get this thing going, nobody cares about golf at all. Ratings are down. Ratings will keep being down. Nobody cares about golf. The only thing that's going to get golf going at all is the Masters. And as soon as the Masters is over, we'll go right back to where we are right now. We'll start talking about this and talk about that. And it'll be interesting. They did that all those press conferences at the Players' Championship, the fifth major. They did all those press conferences there, and LIV, SSG, PIF, all of that just hijacked the whole press conferences, hijacked the whole tournament. It'll be interesting to see if they can hijack all the press conferences at the Masters, or if the Masters just says, hey, you know, we're not letting anybody ask these questions. You can ask questions about the Masters, but we're not asking questions about all this other stuff. Or whether the, you know, golf media, is smart enough to just take a week off, you know? How about we just take a week off? That's my hope. My hope is that we take a week off, and we just, let's have 1 week where we concentrate on golf. And let's just take a break. Take a break. And maybe the tour after they take a break, maybe right after they take that break for the Masters, maybe that's when they come to some conclusion for the public investment fund, and they announce this whole kumbaya, and everybody gets together, and we all got a one big happy family, and then they'll figure out what they're going to do. But this is a long process. Oh my goodness, it's a long process. And it doesn't look like it's ending anytime soon. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.